Just part test, part introduction. I'm Michele Mosca. This is the Quantum Safe Cryptography track. This session will, there's going to be three presentations ending at 3:15 p.m., and then there'll be a break. It's a great pleasure to introduce two wonderful colleagues from NIST. Dr. Lily Chen is a mathematician and cryptographer and the manager of the Cryptographic Technology Group in Computer Security Division at NIST. She's got years of experience in academia and industry, and now at NIST, and has actively contributed to cryptography and security standards in several organizations. And Dr. Dustin Moody, he's also a mathematician and cryptographer in the Computer Security Division at NIST, and he leads the post-quantum cryptography project, not competition, project at NIST. So we're looking forward to their tango, their quantum tango, and hopefully a bit of time for questions at the end.
Thank you, Dr. Mosca. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I will try to wake everyone up after a very nice lunch. So I changed the title because originally I submitted the subtitle as this the title of this talk. And then I think that's probably a little bit boring. Everybody will fall asleep. So I give a new title, Tango with
the microphone work?
Quantum. Hello? Better, right? No?
Is it turned on?
Rotated.
Hello? Better?
No. A little bit.
So I will try my best to be louder. Okay? So why I kind of change the title, because last month we had a conference, the first NIST PQC standardization conference. During that time, we kind of heard quite a few different opinions about the chip manufacturers, vendors, ask the one you are going to give us standards so we can implement, we can put it to our product plan. And we also hear some concerns about, are you going to rush to the standard, to standard some of these algorithms? We think those algorithms are not mature. However, these two opinions are really based on the progress in the quantum computer. So let's go back. Today, Dr. Mosca already updated his statement, but I still use his 2015 statement. So however, the picture on the right of this slide still works. Why is the time to develop PQC standard? That also includes deploy the PQC standards. And the Z is the time to develop quantum computers. And the X is required backward security. And this all apply to both encryption and authentication. So we constantly ask ourselves, Z equal to what? If I can give a summarize about Dr. Mosca's statement in 2015, that means in 1 in 7 opportunity, Z equal to 10, and 1 over 2, Z equal to 10. So how we are going to manage this quotation mark computation? We are indeed, this is a computation. Because we are competing with the quantum computers. So in this presentation, we will review the scope and the security requirements in the call for proposals. We will give a summary about the first round candidate. We will summarize about the first NIST PQC standardization conference. And we will tell what are our next steps. And then last but very important to this community, and how should the application community be prepared for this post-quantum cryptography standard. So the similar kind of talk have been given in different kind of conference, different events. So I will try to focus on the application community. So this talk, we will not talk too much about submission teams and how to merge, whether they should merge or not. That is not in this topic. Even though Dustin just sent an email about the merge announcement. If you want to merge, let us know. Okay. So then this is we started this project before actually 2011, but 2012 is really kind of start. So we start to build the NIST team, and during the whole procedure, we did a few things, including the most important benchmark is about our first PQC workshop. And from that workshop, we heard that we should start this procedure. However, when we will start is still has been a question. In the beginning of 2016, we gave the first announcement we are going to start. And then in the 2016, we gave a draft call for proposals. Then at the end of the 2016, we gave a final release about the call for proposals. The big event is last year, November, and we before the submission deadline, we received the submissions, and in the December before Christmas, and we announced the first round of candidates. To many of the mathematicians, cryptographers, this first round candidates really gives them feel some toys to play around, and then immediately we get a lot of analysis results. And then now in last month we have the first NIST PQC standard conference. This is a very brief history. Then I like to review what this is a chart about NIST standard, right? So this chart, in the NIST standard, we have public key-based, the symmetric key-based, we have some guidelines, we have some basic tools. So in the last 2 days, I was at the lab manager's meeting and received many questions about our crypto standards. So however, this PQC is focused on the public key part. So we are looking for the quantum resistant public key cryptography. As this morning, some speakers mentioned about the impact to the symmetric key cryptography, that we will deal with that too, but this current project focuses on the public key cryptography. So that really is about three categories: signature, encryption, and key agreement. So when we give this call for submissions, we give five categories. Currently in this crypto standard, the approved crypto tools must have, shall have, at least 112 bits of the security strength. For example, like RSA, you should use at least 2048 bits of the module. That's the basic requirement for now. However, in this security requirement, we have requirement for both classical security strings and the quantum secure strings. So in order to, we had several back and forth on this definition. Finally, we settled with these five categories. So the first one, at least as hard as to break AES-128. So that is kind of like the classical security we consider 128 bits, and then under the Grover algorithm, 64 bits of the quantum security. However, we also give some categories like hash function to find the collision. Use Grover's algorithm is not that straightforward. Then sometimes it's not as good as the parallelized collision search. So we give the second category and the first category based on that kind of thing. So we ask the submitters works on the level 1, 2, and 3. However, it turned out very differently. I will show you later. So, and then for the secure definitions, for the encryption and the key exchange, we ask the indistinguishability of the chosen plain text attack and all under the chosen ciphertext attack. And for the signatures, we want the unforgeable. So this is the definition for the unforgeability. So it turned out, and 82 submissions received before the deadline from 26 countries. It's very coincident today in the open remarks, I heard that 26 countries send people to this conference. So I don't know if the same 26 countries or not. I don't know. And 6 continents, right? So this is, I saw a lot of old friends from AES conversation and the SHA-3 conversation today. However, this time we have the submissions from 6 continents and in US, 16 states, right, to 16 states. So after we open each package, because we require like the IT statement, software implementation, specific parameter specification, this kind of requirement, it turned out to Signal accepted as complete and proper. But in the first review, we don't review security. And the 5 withdraw, and with certain kind of attacks and withdraw. So right now, we have 64 candidates. Then now, let me talk about candidates. Last year, at this conference, the same track, I taught some categories, right? The lattice base is one category, and then the code base, the multivariate. So this is, let's give the very quick summary about the candidates. So the in the previous slide, so you can see that there, for the lattice base, 21 key exchange and encryption, and 5 signatures. Code-based, we have 17 key exchange and encryption and 2 signatures. For the multivariate, we have 7 signatures and 2 key exchange and encryption. And we have another category called stateless hash-based and some symmetric key-based. But that symmetric key base is a zero knowledge proof base to prove you know the key. Then this is the 3 signature schemes, and there are 2 other categories too, right? So this is the classification of the summation. And then about secure levels, remember I talked about 5 different categories of the security levels. So the most submission cover secure level 1, 3, and 5. Let's go back to see what is the 1, 3, and 5. So that equivalent to the AES 128, 192, and the AES 256, right? So why this? The explanation is that basically for the classical attacks, at the last stage, it becomes an exhaustive search. You get a group site, you search that site. So for search that site, you get the classical security, right? Like in the discrete log, you use the number C method, right? So it's just again that then use the grouper algorithm you can speed up. So that's why the most of the submissions have the secure level 1, 3, and 5. That's understandable at this stage. And the 10 submissions target only the lower level 1, 2, 3. As NIST asked, you can focus on the 1, 2, 3. So this, most of the submitted schemes and all the various versions already published in the journals, conference, and also released in the e-print, IACR e-print. So generally no big surprise to everyone. And so most of the submission provided security proofs based on the security definition. So that's good, even though some of the security proofs are hard to follow, we cannot check that. And so the most of the submissions and address the rationale for their selection of the parameters and the structures with pros and cons for the schemes. Especially at the first conference, we required each of the submission team to tell us pros and cons, and they are very honestly to tell the pros and cons. Then we already received the PQ Crypto 2018, already have some papers about the candidates, that's very fast. And then we have some official comments. Those official comments are actually very serious results, and that could lead to the future publications. Even though at this stage, performance consideration will not play a critical role, so we really don't make that comparison at this stage. But the one thing I can tell is that, you know, there is it's because some people say, oh, Codebase has larger keys than the Lattice base. But that statement is not that true, because in the presentation Dustin gave at the PQ Crypto 2018, he presented some chart generated, right? If the green dot represent Lattice based and the red dot represent the code based, you can see that with a different mathematics structure, like the key lens and the cipher text lens or signature lens could be spread out. They all mingled together, can hardly tell apart. So right now we received many, many official comments, about 238 official comments I received until May 2nd of this year. And so 60% on the 10 submissions, and some of them haven't received any official comments. So at the first NIST PQC conference has been very crowded. We have the 345 attendees. Actually, we have to close the registration earlier than the deadline. And 52 presentations covered about 60 submissions, submitted algorithms. And then we have a discussion kind of session. So that discussion session is mainly for the four topics: the complexity of the quantum attack, and then how to handle the attacks with high memory, and the similar summation, so on and so forth. And Adi Shamir gave a talk, the 5 minutes, five slides, and he kind of suggests that NIST probably should take a different approach. Instead of selecting vendors, he said that probably NIST should make three lists, right? Production list, that means ready for the standard. Research list means for further study. And also another is engineering, engineer list for the improvement of the performance. So this is a kind of say, yes, in principle, NIST really use this approach. So this is some comments I want to give about deadline, about the second round cut down. So this is very different from AES and SHA-3. We are not going to cut out something, you are out completely. Some schemes and the algorithms may be out, and some may be selected as the second round, and some of them may be there for the further research, not out, not in, that's possible. And then for the third round, we probably just select something ready to standardize from the third round, the others just be there to be further considered. So this is very different, and there's no clean cut. We don't expect a clean cut. So this is, so we are not going to rush to the to select the final winners. We will make sure that we will have enough time for the research. So we constantly are kind of ask that question, Z equal to what? That question will be asked all the time, and then we will consider the new techniques. One thing I want to say here is that by start this procedure does not mean NIST is going to rush to select the winners. It's NIST has the urgency to look into the details. Because remember how many times the PKCS number one hiding scheme has been fixed. So those kind of details is something we need to look at this stage. So the transition, so for now, so for the hybrid mode, yes, that is a strategic decision. NIST will only validate the current approved part, but that is really vendor's decision, not NIST's decision. So we also work with other standard organizations. This morning, Mike Pegan gave a kind of update on about ANSI activity, and NIST also have been involved in the many standard organizations. So we need the input from the application community. So if you see something in your application you cannot do with the current candidate, please let us know, right? We really need input, and we need input early. Don't wait until NIST select, then you give us input. That's not the right way to do it. And then this is a summary, so I give a picture. So from the first to the second round, we definitely will narrow down some, and then we will keep something, not like the orange ring is not selected, and not cut out. This is for further research, and the same thing for the third round. So this is really a competition. So I use Tango with the quantum, that means we will always ask that question, what Z equal to what? So at every stage, we will ask the question, Z equal to what? And we will make the decision based on that. So thank you for your attention, and to please follow us in the to participate in the PQC forum and follow us. And we have some other presentations, more detail on the candidates, and also the Dustin's presentation in PQ Crypto 2018 is in our website posted. Thank you.
Thank you for the wonderful presentation. If there's any questions, please come to the microphone. Yeah. Reza?
Thanks, Lily. Excellent presentation. Can I ask what strategy NIST is going to take to ask the NIST submitters to get merged? I mean, for example, a couple of the application candidates, they are like 20 groups, each group with 15, 20 people. I mean, it's going to be 100 people got to get merged together. Any
other? Have you seen the Dustin's email on the PQ forum about the merge in general? So we encourage people to consider to merge. And so I don't think the design team, when you merge, you could have 100 people in one team. That's okay, we can handle that.
Okay.
So look at the documents
sure,
email
yeah.
on the merge.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
You had that slide on feedback from application developers, and I was wondering if you could show the slide again and just say a few more words about the kind of feedback that you think would be helpful to you. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Let's.
Post a slide on the mailing list? Or the abilities of that
code? Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think the ICMC has, I don't know their policy. Of course, certainly we can post that in the NIST website.
You know, one other question I'd love to slip in too is now that you've received all the submissions, before the submission process, you know, there was the PQ Crypto org group and a lot of work in the field. I was wondering whether there were any approaches that weren't submitted to the process that you were expecting to see.
No.
Everything that you expected was submitted. And I was also wondering if after the submission, you know, process has been closed, whether, you know, you've had anybody asked whether they could submit something else that should have been entered into the process.
No, I think in general, the people in the game have understood the procedure very well.
Mm-hmm.
We did receive some emails saying, you know, what we can do right now. I said, do the analysis on the current candidates.
Terrific. Thank you.
Let's thank Lily again. So maybe we'll take 1 minute for transition, because I think we try to stay in sync with the parallel sessions. Magic button to get.
Control L.
Not F5? It's very confusing. All right.